Well, it's last trading day of the month. It's the last day of the week. It's a good time to trash the grain markets to finish out the month as the May rally gets eviscerated, especially for the wheat trade, along with corn, so to speak. Soybeans, they were near their best levels here overnight, but they got after them today and got them about almost 20 cents off of their highs made last night. In the wheat trade, we had said in our newsletter in late April that this rally in Kansas City wheat on the short crop, if it's going to happen, it's got to happen by the first part of May, because once you get past that opening week of May, they just love to bury the wheat market. And that's because there's always the feast before the famine. There may be no crop down there, but they got to steal what is available, because in Kansas and Oklahoma, they haul it to town. There are no grain bins. Drive across the countryside. It's all massive, huge concrete silos in all the various communities, and it's got to get sold. So you either pre-sell on the board or you're going to take the beating at the elevator. And so that's what we see every year, that May just gets this big sell-off. Now, maybe we're hammering a low at the end of the month in here. First notice day is today. The end of the month is here, and there's always this correlation either today or Monday. If they buried into this time frame, you could probably get a bounce out of here. But they've certainly worked on the burying factor today. Of course, President Trump had a little bit to do with that, saying that he thinks we might have a deal. We may have a deal. We could have a deal. There's probably a deal. But he's going in session now with his staff, and he'll tell us what he thinks afterwards. You should read the tweet that he said before he went in there. I read it. I couldn't make any sense of it. Maybe you can. So the market is basically reading it as, if he doesn't have a deal, he's probably doing a taco. That's Trump always chickens out. And somehow, despite all his statements to the contrary, they're going to get this thing evened out and go on another 60 days. But in the meantime, hey, we get the Strait of the Hormuz opened, as that has crude oil under pressure, grains under pressure, even the livestock, cattle and hogs, they're under pressure. Pick a commodity, cotton, they're under pressure, except for soybean oil and canola oil. Soybean oil is getting pinched on the RVOs. We need used cooking oil imports. We need canola. We need anything to satisfy the latest round of deals on the bio effect there. So it's been solid for bean oil, which has kept the soybean market much stronger than what corn or wheat could have done here in the month of May. So currently, let's start with the worst one. Kansas City wheat July, down 16 cents, 649 and a quarter. July Chicago, down 13 and three quarter cents, 610 and a quarter. Minneapolis, there is rain headed for us this weekend or early next week. Western North Dakota, Central North Dakota, about an inch. They have Bismarck down, I think, for an inch and a half last time I checked through June 6th. So heavy pressure on on Minneapolis, and that's down 16 and three quarters for July Minneapolis, 660 and a half. September Minneapolis off 16 and three quarters, 685 and a quarter. Corn, July, down a dime, 445 and three quarters. December off 8, 474 and a quarter. Soybeans, July, they're down 10 and a half. They tagged 12 bucks overnight, $12 and three quarter cents for a high. Now they're 1184 and a quarter off 10 and a quarter. New crop November is worth more than July right now. It's down only 6 and a quarter, 1187 and three quarter cents. Soybean oil up a full dollar at 77.70, while meal is off $3.70 a ton, $330.30 on those July contracts. Well, over in the cattle market, under heavy pressure again as the top continues to be signaled on the charts. Massive, massive discounts to cash. Just for example, today we're seeing bids in Kansas and Texas at 256. They raised them from yesterday. Let's see here. Even to Nebraska, they're looking at like they're 255 to 256. If they take them, probably this afternoon after the market's closed, that's still going to be running on the June contract. A premium of about $7. And so the June contract says another $7 loss on the cash trade, if it doesn't lose any more than it currently has lost, into the end of June. Now take a look at August. August currently down $1.75, $239.27. $239.27. Wow. Another $20 break on the cash market here would potentially occur into August. No, that's $25. That's a bust. And so it's hard to sell these markets in the hole, but that's all they do. They stay in the hole. So June cattle off $1.42, $2.48.32. August off $1.87, $2.39.12. October down $2.22, $2.30.35. Do I smell an executive order that's going to rescind tariffs on all beef above quotas? Man, it sure smells like it. We'll see. August feeder cattle index today was up $3.77. Doesn't matter. August feeders down $4.75, $2.48.27. Heading for the lows of the week. September feeders down $5.05, $3.45.20. October off $5.12, $3.41.87. November feeders down $5.27, $3.38.27. Let's throw January in there too. Down $4.80, $332.50. Wow. 40-some dollar discount to the cash market presently. Hog futures, what's new? Back to the lows of the month. We are down $1.17 on June hogs, $95.80. July off $2.60. $99.52. Now over in the metals, we have gold sharply higher, up $57, $4,589, while silver still off about 4 cents right now, $75.87. And the crude oil market, July contract down $2.16, $86.73. August off $2.05, $84.75. Gasoline, August off 6.5 cents a gallon, $2.94.5. Diesel fuel, August off 6 cents a gallon, $3.42. Any questions on the trading chaos? You've got to see our newsletter. Free for 30 days if you want to go in and sign up for it. HeartlandInvest.com. Thanks for listening, and you have yourself a profitable day.